This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, talking about having to swing your focus, we go from the top of the show talking about the deep state coup against President Trump and how this false alarm in Hawaii looks like it was part of that. Now, I have to be honest, I haven't been fully paying attention to the newest developments in the Las Vegas shooting, but I was just looking at some of the recent stuff here because we're about to have Laura Loomer on. My goodness, I mean, this is breaking news. This is huge stuff. So it just gets more interesting and more interesting. We're about to go to Laura here. But first, here's a report from Leanne. New reports are showing that perhaps Mary Lou Danley, the shooter's girlfriend, may have known that something was about to happen.
New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted, and just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack, but her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.
So I'm just trying to recall, you know, all the information that we covered with the Vegas shooting. You've got what we would all believe had to be a multiple shooter event, essentially confirmed with multiple video reports, live videos from the scene, and then multiple police tapes and police reports with multiple people being shot at and even shot in multiple different locations. So you've got all that going on. You've got the helicopters in the area. That story develops. You've got then the most latest breaking stuff was they didn't even complete autopsies on all of the dead bodies from that night. So it's just all of these conflicting stories. We get nothing from the FBI. We get nothing from the police. I was crediting Laura Loomer and other investigators out there independently. They've done more work than at least that we've been allowed to know of than the FBI. They have forced the FBI and the police to, in fact, change their official reports. I mean, you want to talk about breakthrough journalism. That is the definition when you're beating the actual authorities at their job. That is, of course, if they're not ordered to carry out a cover-up, which becomes more and more apparent to me as we get these developments. So, Laura, in the quick 60 seconds here before the break, what are you going to break down here in the next segment?
Well, I'm going to go through this newly released information that is now being seen in the more than 300 pages of unsealed FBI search warrants into Stephen Paddock's home, his hotel room, his devices, Mary Lou Danley's devices. But, you know, I want to make something very clear. That report that you just read off from Leanne, that's not new information, right? Investigators like myself and others on the Internet who have been looking into this independently broke that information literally hours after the Las Vegas shooting happened. So I just find it interesting that now the mainstream media has shown up so late to this party, right? And they're literally reporting information as breaking news that was already reported 3 months ago.
All right, so in the other side, we're going to break this down. There's other developments in this that Laura Loomer has found. One, though, there's one specific development that to me proves that there is not just a cover-up going on, But this entire thing was planned from the beginning as far as the cover-up's concerned. When you hear about what you're going to hear on the other side, Laura Loomer's the guest. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. A lot of questions still remain in the Las Vegas massacre, which, again, it didn't even happen half a year ago. We still don't have a motive. More questions than answers. And you just go back and you look at all the anomalies, you look at all the lies, and it just doesn't look good to try to sit here and report on this and say, well, I'm sure this is the real story. No, there seems to be a distinct cover-up going on. What were the ties to the Vegas massacre and ISIS, and what are the developments in Saudi Arabia? What potential ties do we have to the Vegas massacre and radical leftists? What potential ties does Stephen Paddock have to potentially gun running for certain government agencies? These are all questions that remain to be answered. But the latest development that I think, Laura, to me, shows a cover-up more than anything is you have now reported that one of the police officers involved in this has now received a cushy security job at a casino in Las Vegas. Tell us more about that, Laura Loomer.
Yeah, so I first reported this several weeks ago. And if you look at the upper management at LVMPD, who's, you know, leading this investigation with the FBI, you have Sheriff Lombardo, you have Assistant Sheriff Kevin McMahill, and then you are Under Sheriff Kevin McMahill and Assistant Sheriff Todd Pasulo. Within the past 3 months since the shooting, Sheriff Lombardo has been in talks to be taking a job with DHS. There's been reports. I reported that he's not running for reelection. Kevin McMahill is in talks to take a security job with Raiders Stadium. And then Pasulo actually left. Just as I predicted, he left and just was assigned a position as the director for crisis management at Wynn in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. right?
Wynn Resorts. Yeah.
Just as I predicted two or three months ago, I said that these officials were going to be running for the hills as more information came out that this was a cover up and they would be leaving to take cushy jobs within the casino, which is what all of these corrupt Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department officials do. And if you look at these reports that are now, released as of Friday night, there's just more evidence that we've been lied to by the FBI and the LVMPD. The thing that's most concerning to me is this email correspondence. If you look at these documents, the FBI identified an email address that was being used to communicate with Stephen Paddock, in which they're talking about the weapons used in the Las Vegas shooting. And investigators even said in this report that they believe that these correspondences between these two email addresses had something to do with the shooting. So that, by definition, means that there is a co-conspirator or some type of accomplice.
Right, and they found out that the FBI was well aware that Stephen Paddock had a large cache of weapons.
Exactly. So yet again, just another thing that we've talked about on this program before is the FBI's foreknowledge of events before they take place, or foreknowledge of terrorists or individuals. And, of course, they had knowledge, right? Because a lot of this evidence now is suggesting that Stephen Paddock really isn't just some lone wolf shooter, just some nobody guy who had no training. It's really starting to look as if there's deeper ties here and that Stephen Paddock may be some type of informant or government agent who was participating in some type of gun running activity. And if you look at the reports and you look at the information and you just compare the dates of information released to the public and the dates that are on these official documents, we have been lied to. They are conducting a misinformation campaign about the facts surrounding the Las Vegas shooting. They told us, Assistant Sheriff Pasullo told us on October 2nd in a press conference that they were confident that Stephen Paddock was the sole gunman in the Las Vegas shooting. And then if you look at this report, which was officially filed on October 13th, they're suggesting that there are co-conspirators and accomplices. How can you tell the American public that Stephen Paddock is the only shooter when you haven't even finished your search warrants as of the date indicated on the report?
They didn't even protect the guy's house. His house gets looted and raided like 2 days later. I'll be honest with you, Laura. I'm not even convinced Stephen Paddock pulled the trigger. I'm not even convinced that Stephen, because I think, I mean, look at what we got here. We have a situation where they're trying to distract from the real story here, which is this was a mass attack. Okay, this was a mass attack. You had multiple shooters at multiple venues. You potentially had shooters on a helicopter. Yeah, I don't even want to say that, but unfortunately, the reports indicate that could also be true. You have to do not forget that they tried to blow up a tank of gasoline at the airport. This was a mass terror attack on our country, and they're totally distracting us with Stephen Paddock and not even giving us the truth about him.
Yeah, and look, ISIS took responsibility. I'm going to repeat myself again, as I've done on this program. ISIS has taken responsibility for the Las Vegas shooting four times, right? Not once, not twice, not three times. We're talking about four times that ISIS has taken responsibility for the Las Vegas shooting and even indicated prior to the attack that they were going to be attacking Las Vegas in some type of music venue or concert or sporting event.
Yeah, and somehow these anonymous, you know, 4chan Reddit posts indicate exactly what was going to happen just months before. I mean, it's the craziest stuff ever.
Well, not only that, but 10 months prior to the shooting, DHS conducted a joint training mission with LVMPD to focus on whether there would be like some type of terror attack at a concert or some type of mass shooting event. And so the Department of Homeland Security literally was preparing LVMPD prior to the shooting for the events that took place. So it's, you know, they definitely had foreknowledge of an incident. ISIS warned us. This is the problem with the media trying to prevent Americans from really understanding the true terror threat in this country. And DHS lies and deception regarding the actual threat of Islamic terrorism in this country and around the world. They're constantly telling us that ISIS isn't here, that there is no threat of ISIS, that ISIS is contained or that, you know, they're under control, when really ISIS is actually planning attacks and they're very serious about the things that they're promising to do in these propaganda videos, right? They threatened to attack Las Vegas, they attack Las Vegas. They threatened to attack New York. In the past 3 months, New York City has been attacked two times by ISIS terrorists. So I want to know, why is Department of Homeland Security and local law enforcement in Las Vegas trying to deceive the American public and really not inform them of the true terror threat that surrounds them? I mean, it just seems like an attempt to further endanger society.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear here. The borders were wide open to this country, and some people might say that was intentionally done by the Obama administration to get ISIS in here. And then if, God forbid, Hillary Clinton becomes president, you just let ISIS run wild and you initiate martial law, shut down the internet, whatever it is Hillary Clinton would have done in that situation. We get Trump in. He wants to fight against it. And now you have the FBI and other people actually trying to deal with these terrorists that are here domestically. But just to prove what Laura is talking about, let's find the story, guys. I believe it was General Kelly said that if you knew what I knew about terrorism, you would not even leave your house. Pull that up, guys. Think about, what do you think he's saying? Do you think he's talking about random Jewish people running around stabbing people? No, in the yarmulke? No, I don't think that. What about people yelling around saying, praise Jesus, and then slaughtering people in the streets? No, not seeing that go on either. Not seeing that happen with Buddhists. No, it seems to be one group of people, and that's the radical Islamic people. So who do you think General Kelly is talking about when he says, if you knew what I knew about terrorism, you wouldn't leave your house?
Muslims, obviously. I mean, let's just say it like it is, right? I mean, it's always Muslims.
And let's be perfectly clear, too, because we're going to talk about this more in the other break. And let's be perfectly clear, too, because people are confused at InfoWars coverage of this. Yes. This is so difficult. Yes, I do believe we were lied to about 9/11, and I do believe that we went to wars in the Middle East for other reasons than just our safety or against Muslims. But let's recall here. So the people want to sit here and say, oh, well, you know, we can't keep Muslims out of this country. That's rude. That's racist. We're bombing their nations. Okay, we are bombing these people. And if you don't think for one second they want to come here when the borders are wide open and kill Americans, you have to be the dumbest fool I have ever heard of in my life. So if you're going to sit here and complain about U.S. foreign wars in the Middle East, you better realize they're complaining too, and they want to come here and murder you. And Barack Obama allowed it to happen with wide open borders. President Trump is finally doing something about it. Perhaps the FBI is too. And that's why General Kelly says, if you knew what I knew about terrorism, you wouldn't live your house. That's because radical Muslims are embedded in this country now, and they have a network. Thanks to President Hussein Hezbollah. We'll have more on this on their side with Laura Loomer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So when I saw the recent stories that Laura Loomer was breaking about Las Vegas Police Department members taking new cushy jobs right on the heels of this Vegas massacre, I couldn't help but recall what happened at the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, the crazy thing about this is the Boston Marathon bombing for me was a life-changing experience because it woke me up. It was essentially my red pill, my moment in the sun, my moment of illumination when I realized how fake news is and how we're basically just lied to by authorities about all these things. So that's how it started with me. And so when I heard about the reports of the Las Vegas Police Department members taking these new cushy jobs, I thought, wait a second. That's exactly what happened in the FBI and the Boston Police Department after the Boston Marathon bombing. So there's Rich DeLaurier, the liar from the FBI that was in charge of the Boston Marathon bombing investigation. Immediately after that, he steps down to take a private sector job, a nice cushy job. I forget what that was exactly, but there's Rich DeLaurier. Then you have Ed Davis, who is the Boston police chief at the time of the Boston Marathon bombing. Immediately after that, he resigns and takes a new job, a new cushy job in the private sector, and then opens up his own LLC. So this is a common story. Anytime you have an event like this that I measure up as a cover-up, everyone involved in the investigation flees the scene, as Laura was reporting, and goes into the private sector. So what do you think the big story here is, Laura, at least what people need to be focusing on right now that you're discovering from the Las Vegas cover-up?
What people need to be focusing on and what people need to realize, if you want to have a real red pill moment, is that the FBI lies to you, right? The FBI always has foreknowledge of these Islamic terrorist events. As we've seen in the past, you mentioned the Boston bombers, for example. They were tracking these terrorists. They knew.
Yeah, and then they asked the American public, hey, do you recognize this person? The guy was an FBI CIA asset. You're telling me that they needed our help identifying him? Give me a break.
Yeah, and if you already know this information, why are you seeking the public's help in identifying these people and getting information when you already have a case file on them because you've identified them as possible Islamic terrorists? And what I want to know is, why is the FBI there identifying these individuals who are very problematic, who always tend to be Muslim? Why aren't they neutralizing them, or why aren't they taking care of them before they commit these horrible acts like the Boston bombing in Orlando? The same thing happened with the Pulse nightclub terrorists, right? The FBI had a file on them. And then you see the same thing with a lot of these officials and changes in Orlando, the same thing happening in Boston, and the same thing happening in Las Vegas. It's because all of these law enforcement agencies are so tied in together. And when people say it's a cover-up or it's a plot by the U.S. government to make you unaware of the actual terror threat in your country, that's not a conspiracy theory, okay? If you look at all the documents and you look at the history of these attacks, if you look at 9/11, you look at Pulse, you look at Boston, and now you look at Las Vegas, which is possibly an ISIS terrorist attack, you have these common themes of FBI agents and law enforcement officials lying to you and not really giving you the full story on these individuals and what they knew about these individuals prior to them carrying out these horrendous acts of terrorism.
What do you think about the new evidence that is confirming what we already believed, that there had to at least be accomplices with Stephen Paddock, but more so that this was a very well thought out and planned event by multiple people?
Well, what I've been saying for the past 3 months, I mean, independent reports and investigations and video footage on the ground from the night of the shooting already proved this. And I want to make something very clear. The FBI didn't willingly release these documents, right? They were sued by multiple media organizations across the country, across the world, to release this information. And there's a hearing in Las Vegas on Tuesday open to the public suing the for the same thing, but regarding LVMPD to get their search warrants released, right? Because you have the LVMPD records and then you have the FBI. So it's not like they're trying to be transparent and tell us about this information. They were literally taken to court, okay? So that's just another thing I want people looking into this investigation to understand, is that they're doing everything in their power to prevent us, independent media, and, you know, others in mainstream media and just the American public in general from knowing the facts of this case.
And I'll go ahead and I'll play devil's advocate here, and I'll say, well, maybe they're having an ongoing investigation and they just don't want any information out there and they're afraid that it might, you know, ruin whatever investigation they have. But to me, that doesn't really hold up, because they're not just not trying to release information. They're intentionally spreading misinformation and trying to cover this thing up. It'd be one thing if they were just like every time, like, look, we cannot share the details. It's an ongoing investigation. If they were at least parroting that point, we'd be like, okay, you know what? Fine. That's kind of what we expect. But they say things that are wrong. They tell us things that are lies. They tell us things that are not possible. That, to me, is the red flag. There's a difference between saying it's an ongoing investigation, will you please respect what we're doing here, and then saying, oh, yeah, just a lone shooter. Oh, yeah, just this weapon. And then you find out, wait, no, you lied about that. You lied about the date. You lied about the weapon. You lied about no accomplices. Now you're just liars.
Yeah, exactly. And just like you saw when I confronted the sheriff at his press conference with the FBI, I proved, I said, why are you lying to the American public? You're telling us he checked in on the 28th.
They kicked you out after that, too. They didn't even let you anywhere near the building after that.
If you look at these official documents, it literally is not possible for them to say on the 2nd, one day after the shooting, that Stephen Paddock was the sole shooter, and then search warrant documents to that haven't even been approved yet to be dated for October 6th. How are you going to declare Stephen Paddock the only shooter without accomplices when you haven't even been given authority to conduct the search warrants on October 6th, which is 4 days later? And then you look at the date on the official report that was sealed. That's October 13th. We're talking about an 11-day difference, right, between the facts. So, you know, if that isn't proof that they've been lying to you on top of what we've already shown you prior to the release of these documents, then I don't know. I mean, I don't think that you can really call yourself sane or intellectual or an independent thinker if you haven't been able to realize that there is a cover-up and a misinformation campaign taking place regarding the Las Vegas shooting investigation.
And there's so many different angles. I mean, I'm just going back and trying to remember. You have the security officer, Jesus Campos, whose story changes seemingly overnight. He disappears, then reappears on Ellen DeGeneres, who has stake in Vegas with her casino, ties and businesses that she's got going on there. So that's a little sketchy. Then that story just disappears. Jesus Campos just comes and goes. They change the narrative there. He's gone. I'd like to know who was in charge of supposedly protecting Stephen Paddock's house. Well, that was obviously a point of emphasis, a point of interest there. And then magically security from his house just disappears. His house gets broken into that night. And then they realize, oh, yeah, I guess we better keep security on. Who called the security off the house? How come security wasn't already there the whole time? I mean, this is really just unbelievable. Lumen, 40 seconds, final comments.
Yeah, exactly. And, I haven't been on the show in a while, but on Christmas Day, I remember I reported that Jesus Campos has actually been promoted to another security position within.
Oh,
like,
another guy that gets a promotion from it. Oh,
So he's been promoted to the MGM headquarters security building to identify threats to MGM. How is he going to do that when he couldn't even do his job at Mandalay Bay? It doesn't seem like he's very good at identifying any type of threat.
It's really incredible. Who knows if or when we'll ever get the truth. Laura Loomer, great work covering this. We're going to be right back with more. We're going to somehow have to sidle away from that and get back into the false alarm in Hawaii over the weekend. We'll take your calls from Hawaii. Don't go anywhere.
Alex J.
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. He will be back tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. Of course, our full line of broadcast as usual every weekday. David Knight, 8 a.m. in the morning. He goes till the Alex Jones Show at 11, and then I close it out with the War Room and Roger Stone at 3 o'clock till 6 p.m. That is the new broadcast schedule at InfoWars.com/show. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we promise to continue our expansion in the face of the globalist with your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We are still thinking about the big story from this weekend, the false alarm in Hawaii. We go back to our callers from Hawaii talking about their experience that day. Let's start with Tyson from Hawaii. Tyson, what was it like that day when you got the emergency alert?
Well, Owen, it's great to talk with you. I'm calling to you from the bastion of liberal insanity here in Hawaii. Unlike our previous callers, I do live within a fairly close 8-mile radius of the Honolulu, so I had to think about that factor. But I went into overdrive mode once I confirmed that this alert actually was not just a hack. I went to my cousin's house next door, and he confirmed it was real. And when I saw it on TV giving some detailed instructions, I grabbed my son, jumped in my truck to grab some diesel fuel.
I got to stop you right there. This is a new angle. I haven't heard about this. What were they reporting on television after the alert?
Well, okay, here's the deal, Owen. They have the alert that goes out on the emergency broadcast on your phone, which is primarily flash flood. But when I got it, the sky was crystal blue.
Right.
It's not a flash flood.
Or like an amber alert, too. Yeah.
In a sense, but on the TV, it's much more descriptive. It scrolls across the Ole Miss game, the basketball game, and says, get inside, stay inside, take shelter, close the windows.
Okay, so there was also an emergency alert on the television.
Absolutely, yeah. See, these systems are linked.
Okay.
Only the third tier of the link, the last leg, was the sirens. And the only place the sirens went off were on the military bases. Now, we're not sure who made that call. They're looking into that.
Yeah, so it sounds like what we're learning here is there's obviously a separation between the people that launch those emergency alerts and then the people that sound the sirens.
Oh, that's a known factor. The military are actually the ones that sound the sirens, or the command comes down from PACOM, who are monitoring the radar throughout the Pacific Basin.
So what do you think this is? Do you think this was a deep state coup against Trump to make him look bad? Was it an honest mistake? And what do you think the backlash is?
Well, let's take a look at the facts. We have to take a look at what our political figures, the very first thing they did right out of the gate while I was watching TV with a live stream from our local broadcast, was it took Colleen Hanabusa less than 30 seconds to pivot this back on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That it's basically his fault.
Yep.
To escalate the situation. And I knew right then and there, I was like, really? You're not worried about the poor parents who are looking their kids in the eyes?
That tell the story, though? I think Tyson nails it right here, and you're not the first caller to suggest this from Hawaii. I think that nails it. Doesn't that tell you the story that the first response from the politicians in Hawaii was, oh, this is what Trump's done. Look at what Trump's done. Not, folks, you know, pray to God and save your family. We're in this together. I mean, that to me tells it all.
Well, I mean, okay, for example, I grabbed my son and I'm going around the curve to grab some diesel fuel, and I had to put my hand on his thigh because he was breaking down crying, and I was having a hard time holding back. And I said, son, just stick with me on this. Be my little helper. We're going to get through this thing. And to the father who loves my kids more than I love myself, to have to do that is cruel and unusual and psychological.
You know what? Tyson, you're in my head. You're in my head. The treason that these people, you know, we had people running our government that are probably guilty of treason for a long time. But what they have done since Trump is elected is not just selling this country out. They are literally throwing the entire republic under the bus, crapping on every American out there, no holds barred. I mean, it's just, they just tear down society, burn culture to the ground, make children in Hawaii feel like their lives are in danger. I'm praying that we find out who's really behind this and the whole Russian fake dossier. We need to arrest all of these treasonous people now. I'm done with these people trying to ruin this country, man.
Here's another one, Owen. So we got the guy who's at the civil defense office. They're doing so-called change of shift drill. Basically, at the time,
there's always a drill going on, too. Yeah.
So they simulate this drill, and you got two buttons on the screen, basically a mouse click. So the button on the left is the real thing, and the button on the right is the drill. And so the reporter from Hawaii News Now asks Vince Miyagi, who I've met, so isn't there some sort of double check? Like, you can't even delete a file on your Windows system without asking you 13 times if you really want to do this.
Oh, they're totally lying about that one button. Give me a break.
No, there is a redundant system, and Mr. Miyagi said, yes, there is a do you really want to do this button. So this so-called employee who they have not released his name, very interesting. There is theory that if they did, bad things would happen to him.
Yeah, he should be fired and investigated.
Oh, no, no, no. The unions in Hawaii aren't like that. You don't get fired from screwing up.
He's going to be
for a retraining program. I heard that on Lionel this morning. He's going to be, quote-unquote, retrained.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, unions. Love you, HGEA. So basically, they won't release his name. So who is this mystery employee? And how can you click the button, boom, yes, it's a drill, and boom, I really want to do it, but it has to hit the wrong button that says, this is the real McCoy.
The emotional damage to my neighbors,
there's a care home across the street, old folks. I ran across the street. Who's on a ventilator? Who's on life support over here? Do you guys need power? I have a generator system. I'm a prepper. I've got fish. I've got rabbits. I've got everything but enough diesel fuel on hand, obviously. So she saw me.
I wonder if anyone actually suffered cardiac arrest or something from this. People. Did anyone die from this false alarm?
What's that again? Oh, I'm sorry, you broke up.
Was there any loss of life from this false alarm? Like, you know, maybe an elderly man has like a heart attack or something?
Well, I don't know. But take a look at this kid that's being lowered down into a storm drain. Do you know what kind of gases live in storm drains? Okay. That's where methane evolves up from these storm drains, right? So here's this father trying to provide his beautiful daughter, which I have one of those, as much protection as he can see fit in the 10 minutes you got.
Mm-hmm.
Lowering down in this storm drain, that's just the most publicized example.
And how do you this is unbelievable. Thank you so much for the call, Tyson. I'm sorry, folks. This was such a false flag. This was such an attempt to make Trump look bad. You can tell because of their response. You can tell because it took them so long to correct the record. Why wouldn't you immediately, right after you sent out emergency alert, you knew it went out, you knew it wasn't true, why didn't you immediately send out another one? Why didn't you immediately correct the record? Immediately. This was a false flag against our President Trump, and the reaction from the politicians in Hawaii prove it. Do you understand that the powers that be, the corrupt politicians and the deep state, are literally willing to burn this country to the ground right now to stop President Trump and to stop his agenda? That's how you know how real he is. They will torture the people of Hawaii with a false report of a missile coming at them, and then they won't even tell them it's false. They will tell you all of this fake news about President Trump. Oh, he gropes women. Oh, he's a Russian. They'll start huge investigations, waste taxpayer dollars. They'll have Oprah Winfrey go on the stage of the Golden Globes and say, I'm all about the Me Too movement, while she's pimping women out to Harvey Weinstein the whole time. These people are trying to burn this country to the ground just because of President Trump. Just because we elected a real person. Just because we, the American people, took the country back. Just because we, the people, want to control our destiny, they're trying to squander it and lie us into a complete scorched earth. I'm done with this, man. Whoever was behind this, they all ought to be arrested. All of them behind the Trump-Russia dossier. All of them behind... This is just... I'm sick of it, man. I cannot believe that they would go with this false alert, not correct the record immediately, leave it out there for 30 minutes. 30 minutes, people of Hawaii are thinking they're under a missile attack. And what do the politicians of Hawaii say? Well, this is what happens because of President Trump. You knew it was fake. You probably planned it. I'm sorry, I'm getting fired up about this. Just the fact that they would put that out, and now you have traumatized children. We're going to have more of your calls on this on the other side. The deep state is freaking out, and it's all because President Trump and the American people are alive.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm going to hit a couple news stories here and then go back to your calls in Hawaii. You know, this is an interesting story that actually gives me hope because I think it's very indicative of what we've been dealing with over the last 2 years. You've probably heard of the artist Moby, and he's done some interesting videos in the past. But Moby claims that the CIA told him to promote the fake dossier claims. And we've got this video. I'm not going to have time because I want to get to your calls. But he talks about active and former CIA agents, you know, convincing him that the dossier was the real deal, that Trump was basically a puppet of Putin. This is a real deal. You need to help us make awareness of this. So here's why this story gives me hope. And this is what the audience needs to explain or needs to understand. Forget about the controlled aspect of the entertainment industry. That's not what I'm talking about here. We all know that goes on. What I'm talking about is you had members of the CIA, members of the intelligence community going to these artists and going to these members of Congress. This is where it's key. You see, they go to the members of Congress and they say, hey, look, we've got some serious problems here with Trump and Russia. Russia's got serious blackmail. Trump's got serious ties. It looks like this is basically a coordinated effort being led by Putin. So you've got the directors of these intelligence agencies going to these members of Congress, selling them this bill of goods, and the members of Congress, you know, they don't know what's going on. They have no reason, I suppose, not to believe this intelligence. So they're sitting there kind of like, whoa, okay, I guess this is the real deal. I mean, we'll take this seriously. So they're going out spreading all of these lies, the Clappers, the Brennans, spreading all of these lies, telling the members of Congress. So they've got the members of Congress believing it about 2 years ago, a year ago. So they're all believing this. But now here we are and it's all coming out. Wait a second. It's all a lie. Wait a second. It was all fabricated. So now you've got Moby that's like, wow, the CIA came to me and they tried to get me to spread this fake news on this Russian dossier thing. What's up with that? You've got all these members of Congress that were originally like, oh boy, I don't know. I can't go along with this Trump. He might be a Russian agent, who are now like, wait a second, Trump's not a Russian agent. He's helping America. America's back on its feet. The Russian dossier was fake. So now all of that pressure applied by the intelligence agencies and the deep state to fall for this Russian story has completely fallen apart. So now you've got members of Congress that are like, okay, that was obviously bogus. No reason for me to be afraid of President Trump now. And soon you're going to have members of the entertainment industry that are the same way. Just real people that just bought the lies from the intelligence communities that are now realizing it. This was nothing but lies. This is nothing but a deep state coup against Trump. So that's the good news about this to me, is that people are realizing now that they've been lied to. Members of Congress, people in the entertainment industry that fell for the Trump-Russia thing at first because, I mean, people came to them very seriously like, hey, look, this is a real deal. No. Now it all turns out to be fake. All right. A couple new news stories. African migrants bring untreatable form of tuberculosis to Europe. Yeah, that's why you have borders. That's why you have walls. That's why you don't just have an open immigration system. You have protections. It's called self-preservation. But then the Pope says it's a sin if you fear migrants. So even if they're bringing in untreatable diseases of tuberculosis, burning cities to the ground, making no-go zones, you're sinful if that makes you fearful. Just like an Islamophobe. If you just witnessed a terror attack in New York City where a radical Islamic runs people over in a car, and then you're afraid of radical Islamic terror, you're an Islamophobe. Don't you know that? Government to resume processing DACA renewal, citing judge ruling. So you've got all these Obama appointee judges that are just basically going against the president, going against the mandate from the American people, and just bringing in as many non-citizens as they can, trying to get them on the voter log so that they can vote Democrat. They already admitted that's their plan. Now we know it. Trump head faked, made them think he was going to make a DACA deal, and then said no. Let's go back out to Hawaii. Let's go to Trevor from Hawaii. Trevor, what do you think is behind the false alarm that went out in Hawaii?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. I think it could be like a hack or perhaps a troll or a rib or a little razz by some of the 4chan types. Because if you look at how it is phrased in the exclamation points, it just doesn't seem like something official to me, like that would be put out. And I think...
Let's pull up the official... Hey, guys, pull up the official thing again. Go ahead.
But I think this has to do with the CNN, and they lost their credibility, and they are just wondering, what do I got to do to these people to make them listen to us again? They're gonna, and they're using Hawaii as a little control, little island of test subjects to see what happens when they tell everybody that a nuclear fire shell is going to hit super hard right now. See what happened. Are they prepared? Who's prepared? I'll tell you who was prepared. It was the ex-military people, and it was the conservatives, the leftists. As those people, they're out here running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They didn't even have water. They didn't have diesel fuel. They didn't have anything. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I think these people are just seeing what they can do. That's why it took them a half an hour. That's why it took them 30 full minutes to rescind their warning to everyone, because they just wanted to watch. They wanted to gather and collect data.
And they wanted to put their message out there of propaganda against President Trump, too. You notice how that's what they did.
They wanted to induce a Dr. Strangelove type effect.
Oh, my gosh. You just hit it on the head.
President Trump to push the button and send the world into a state of just entire chaos. They thought
actually, okay. Oh, my gosh. He just hit it on the head. So here's what they do. Thank you so much for the call, Trevor. Trevor getting fired up. Oh, my gosh. This is what they did. They put out the fake alert and they send the people of Hawaii into a panic. And then what do they do? they associate it with President Trump. So that's the, oh my gosh, that's the psychological battle. Put you in a state of emergency, put you in a state of panic, and then have you direct and project that onto President Trump as if it's his fault. And they thought they could get away with it. Just like they thought they could get away with the fake Russian collusion narrative. This is just unbelievable. Let's go to Chris in Hawaii. Chris, what do you think is behind the fake alert?
How's it going on? I just want to say I've been a huge fan since I've seen you as the Cuck Slayer back in Cleveland in 2016. Good job doing that. And the products are great. Living out in Hawaii, you need the X2 after Fukushima and everything that's going on here.
Survival Shield X2, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Oh, absolutely. I'll talk more about the products, but I know I don't have much time left, but my family uses them all. The Alpha Male is excellent as, or no, Alpha Power, excuse me. It's not Alpha Male. It's excellent as well. My wife really appreciates it, too. But to the real deal, I just want to be the devil's advocate here. Being born and raised here, we are run by a bunch of idiots in Hawaii. It would not surprise me at all if the nepotism in the hiring system in our state and local county governments caused this to happen.
Okay, but let me just pause you up right there because I'll hear you out here. If that is the case, you understand how desperately pathetic that is because there are multiple fail safes. I mean, they didn't even put out a correction, if that's true, you're literally talking about the dumbest of the dumb.
I agree with you 100%. My sister, who moved to Las Vegas, she texted me immediately saying, oh, you know, it's somebody's cousin that hit that button. And I said, yep, you know, it's right.
So you think this is just low IQ moronic Democrat leadership in Hawaii?
I want you to know that I'm 100% behind the InfoWars on everything, 100% behind the Las Vegas, Loomer has to say about it. But as far as the state I'm born and raised in, I hate to say it, but we are run by idiots. We are run by people that just do not know what's going on. And I could give you example upon example. But
well, we don't screen your calls. I want everyone's opinions. That's why we're taking calls from Hawaii. I mean, I know that you guys have loony liberals that are running the place out there. You got welfare states going on. I mean, luckily, it's still a beautiful place and you don't have too many dregs. But yeah, you do have liberal leadership out there that's completely crazy. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. I'm sorry we got to go here. Final minute of the show. We're going to have Alex. I mean, obviously, Alex is going to have the breaking news on this tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. He'll be breaking it down from 11 a.m. Central right through to 3 p.m. Central. And then I'll take over on the War Room, Dave and I, of course, in the mornings at 8 a.m. So we'll have the developing news from this. But to me, this looks like a deep state operation against President Trump, a total false flag to send negative emotion to President Trump where it doesn't belong, when really this is a blatant attack on the people of Hawaii and the American people. And whoever is responsible for this needs to be known and needs to tell us exactly what happened. Folks, this entire thing is possible. 10 hours of live broadcast every weekday at InfoWars.com/show. Because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got great specials. You just heard the caller talking about Survival Shield X2. That is a must-have product, a game-changing product. It's 50% off right now. We've got all kinds of products 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Hats, toothpaste, shirts, everything that you could need in your house. Shampoo, body wash, hand soap. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Help us expand in 2018. And as always, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
spend your life with Extendo.